Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. It's just going to be you and me for a little bit. We're hoping to connect up with Steve Malanga in just a minute, but you and I are going to continue to talk about this free market economy thing that we got going on here. You know, one of the things that that's really the problem with our government getting so involved in our economy. Yeah, I know that they've had to, and I understand that we've ran into some scenarios that were just too big for the ultimate danger, the ultimate disasters that could have happened would have been so great that if the government hadn't gotten involved when they did, that we could have been in dire straits for a long time. And I understand that. I'm still not 100% sold about that, but I understand that. I read recently that that the cure for you know, when we overeat in our economy, when we overindulge, when we get too big for our britches, as my dad used to say, the cure for that, the way an economy has of curing that, is called a recession. That's right. When everything goes back to, has to get checked back. The excesses get wrung out of the system. And a recession is something that's it's part of the cycle. And so you have to let things run their course. It's been going on forever and ever. And it's probably going to continue to go on. The problem that happened to us this year is everything happened so quickly. I mean, think about this. Many, many people were predicting, including me, and not that I'm not the smartest guys of the guys who were doing that, but many of us were predicting that the last half of 08 was going to be a recovery time, that we were going to be picking back up. But as it turns out, in only about 3 months, you know, we had some major meltdown going on, and so the government, you know, got involved, and time will tell whether they did the right thing or not. But here's the thing that concerns me, and this is that with a free market system, in the free market system of capitalism, you've got everything has an equal and opposite reaction. Every action, it's Mr. Newton's law completely. Everything has an equal and opposite reaction. And so this is what our elected representatives don't get. This is the part they don't understand. They think they can tinker with the economy, and that it'll, they use laws to influence the economy, to tinker with the economy for their own political expediency. Sometimes they think that they're doing the right thing. But they don't realize that they're just not that smart about, especially about the economy. They don't really understand the economy. And so that's what I'm worried about, is that we've come into an age in our free market system. We're coming into an age when because we've had to turn to the government so much, that it now becomes more and more people, including politicians, now believe that every time something goes wrong, we need to turn to the government. See, we'd already gotten to this point a little bit. We already have had a pretty much a sense in our population, in our society, that, you know, if something happens, that what's the president going to do about it? Regardless of who the president was, it doesn't matter whether it was Bush or Carter or Clinton or whoever. It was, you know, what's the president going to do about it? Well, you know what, folks? Some of the things that happen in our lives, nobody's going to do anything about it but us. And nobody should do anything about it but us. If we get ourselves into something, we should get ourselves out of it and deal with the consequences one way or the other. That's how this country became what it became. not by the government bailing everybody out. So we already had a sense, a feeling in this country about, you know, what's the government going to do? Somebody ought to do something about this. How could they, meaning the government, how could they have let this happen as if they were actually that smart? As if they actually could control some of these things. As if the control that they try to exert hadn't already created enough problems. And so that's the attitude we've got right now. We ought to be very concerned about that in the months and years to come, as we work through, as we deal with what this economy and what our capitalistic system looks like with all this government intervention. As we work through all of that, as we assimilate all of that into the overall flow of the economy, we all need to be very careful that we don't get comfortable. We should never ever get comfortable. We should always feel a little bit of pain, a little bit of discomfort, a little bit of anxiety over the fact that AIG, the largest insurer in the world, has basically been nationalized by the United States government. Nobody should get comfortable with that, folks. This isn't something that we ought to, that should start wearing well on us. This is something that every morning when we wake up, it ought to just make us feel a little bit less comfortable knowing that one of our major corporations was nationalized by the federal government. And that's not the only one. If you think about it, many others have been on to varying degrees, and perhaps others will. And so that's the thing about our system, that the government doesn't understand that even though they needed to do some of these things, it seems. And I listen to what some of the smart people think about this. I listen to people like Steve Forbes and a handful of other folks whose opinions I value very much, and even they have said that these things need to happen. But what's going to happen next? What is next? Is this going to make the government? Will this make the government think, wow, we were pretty smart in fixing that and solving that. Maybe we can do more. This nature, it's human nature, isn't it, to feel that way? It's going to be up to you and me to try to make sure that doesn't happen, ladies and gentlemen. We got to get our government out of our business. 20 after, stay with us. Little ZZ Top bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. That's maybe one of their best songs, Rough Boy. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the mothership. That's our flagship website. That's been live since 97. And then, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz, B-I-Z. And then, of course, my blog, which is jimsblog.biz.biz. If you just go to the mothership, the home page there, you can find the blog. You can find the knowledge base right there too, and also all the other things we do there, and all the different ways you can listen to the show, all the different ways you can read articles and check out our Brain Trust members. I've got some short messages there. If you've only got a minute or two, we've got some resources there that'll help you out with that too. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Get you ready for the week ahead. It comes every Sunday afternoon by email, no cost to you. I'm talking about the things that we need to be looking toward in the months and years ahead with regard to the government. You know, right now, and I should say the government getting involved, continuing to be and getting more involved in our economy, in our marketplace. Right now, even as we speak, the incoming Obama administration and the 111th Congress are making plans, big plans, far-reaching plans, big idea plans for how they are going to help you and me and this economy recover. Now, and I think a lot of people are hopeful about that. I think a lot of people are saying, boy, I can't wait to hear what they've cooked up. I can't wait to feel better about what they've done. I can't wait to hear that they're going to turn my life around, et cetera, et cetera. Well, folks, before we get too excited about that, I don't want to rain on your parade. I just want to bring a little bit of reality back into this debate a little bit. Remember when, back in 89 or 90, Congress decided that rich people were just not paying their fair share, and that they were just doing too well, and that they were going to fix those rich people and start making them pay more money for their luxuries that they were buying. And so they passed a luxury tax. That's what it was called, a luxury tax. At least that was the nickname, if nothing else. They passed the luxury tax, and they put something like I don't know what percentage of a tax on top of the purchase of whatever you bought. If you bought a $1 million yacht, you know, most of us don't buy too many of those, but there were people who did. If you bought $1 million yacht, or if you bought a $50,000 car in those days, at least, if you bought a diamond ring, if you bought an expensive fur, you paid a surcharge tax on the purchase of that, like an extra sales tax. I've forgotten what it was. Maybe it was 10%. I can't remember. It was a ridiculous number. So they did that because they were going to punish, basically, or in a way, that's the way it turned out. They thought they would punish. They would make these people pay for their wretched excess, right? Well, guess what it did, folks? Basically, it virtually shut down the pleasure boat building in America. I think that was the year that Chris Craft went bankrupt. Old boat marine company, I should say, in America. So how many regular blue collar jobs do you think were lost? A lot. That tax cost the rich people didn't hurt them, because they just wouldn't buy things, or if they bought it, they could afford it, right? But a lot of people didn't buy because it made them mad. They weren't going to give the government that money. They just do without. And guess what? When they did without, that cost a lot of little people their jobs. And so that's the thing. See, the government thinks that their every action they have only impacts the result that they intend. But there are unintended consequences, and there's lots of unintended consequences. Whenever the government turns a dial in one place, it manifests in many other places, and most of the time negatively. So as we think about what the government is going to be doing, and you know, let's not get too excited about how it's going to turn out. I know we're all looking for something to hold on to. We're all looking for some reason to get excited again. And, you know, me and me too. You know, we all want to feel, for one thing, I think an awful lot of what's going on right now, a lot of the dour attitude that we have right now is based more on just that than it is on reality. It's more based on our dour attitude. It's based on the negativism that we all seem to have and that the media has, and it's not really all that justified in the marketplace. If you think about it, if you look at some of the things in the economy, there's a lot of good there's a lot of good news in the economy right now. Low interest rates, low commodity prices, low gas prices, housing prices are more affordable. There's a lot of stuff that can be good out there about this. So we're all looking for something, but let's be careful that let's try to wean ourselves off of looking to the government to be our savior, because I will tell you, when the more the government becomes our savior in our economy, the more one day that savior will turn into, well, not the savior. We can call it whatever you want to. Quick break. Stay with us. Tom Masacker is going to be with us right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.